A standard month after the events on Coruscant, Plagueis summoned Sidious to Munalinst. Sidious had visited the Highport Skyhook, but had never been invited downside, and now he found himself soaring over one of the planet's unspoiled blue oceans in a stylish airspeeder piloted by two sun guards. As the speeder approached Abora, he settled deeply into the Force and was rewarded with a vision of the mountain island as a transcendent vortex of dark energy unlike anything he had ever experienced. It was something he would have expected to encounter only on Korriban or some other Sith world. The droid 114D, fully repaired, was waiting for him on the landing zone and led him inside, leaving the guards to wait with the airspeeder.
"You appear to be in much better condition than when I last saw you, droid," Sidious remarked as a turbolift dropped them deep inside the complex.
"Yes, Senator Palpatine. Abora is a restorative place."
"And Magister Damask?"
"I leave it to you to judge for yourself, sir."
Exiting the turbolift, the first thing to catch Sidious's eye was the library. Rack after rack of texts, scrolls, disks, and holocrons. All the data he had been craving since his apprenticeship began. He ran his hands lovingly over the shelves, but barely had time to revel in his excitement when 114D ushered him onto a descending ramp that led into what might have been a state-of-the-art medical research facility. His eyes darting from one device to the next, he asked,
"Is this new since the Magister's injuries?"
"Only some of what you see. For the most part, this area is unchanged since I was first brought here."
"And when was that?"
"Approximately one standard year before I was introduced to you on Chandra-La, sir."
Sidious considered it, then asked,
"Is Magister Damask your maker, droid?"
"No, sir. He is simply my present master."
Deeper in the complex, they moved past cages containing as many creatures as could be found in a well-stocked zoo. 114D indicated a cluster separate from the rest.
"These are the Magister's most recent pregnancies."
"The Magister's?" Sidious repeated in bewilderment.
"His success rate has improved."
Sidious was still trying to make sense of the droid's statement when they entered a long corridor lined with windowless cells. Through the Force, he could sense life forms behind each locked door.
"Captives?"
"Oh no, sir. Ongoing experiments."
As they turned a corner at the end of the corridor, Sidious came to a dead stop. Centered in a kind of operating theater, stood a towering Bacta tank, in which floated a male Bith.
"That is Venomous,"
Plagueis said in a voice that wasn't entirely his. Sidious pivoted to see his master limp into the room, mouth, chin, and neck concealed behind a breath mask or transpirator of some sort. Most of the vibroblade wounds had healed, but his skin looked especially wan. Sidious had been wondering if Plagueis had been weakened by the attack, but he saw now that, for all the punishment his body had sustained at the hands of the Maladian assassins, the Mune was no less strong in the Force.
"Your thoughts betray you. Do you think that Malak's powers were weakened by Revan's lightsaber? Bane by being encrusted in obelisks? Do you think Gravid's young apprentice was hindered by the prosthesis she was forced to wear after fighting him?"
"No, Master."
"Soon I will be stronger than you can possibly imagine."
Plagueis forced himself to swallow, then said,
"But come, we have much to discuss.